Bollywood 104.8 FM.
Right now, though, we have Dr. Aman Singh Maharaj, who's in the studio to talk about the international book launch of Dalliance with Destiny. Now, I was told that I could just address you as Aman. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Joyride.
Afternoon, Lishav and listeners. It's Aman.
Aman.
Short and staccato.
Aman. All right, Aman, thank you so much for joining us. Now, A Dalliance with Destiny is a book that you've written. Now, you're an engineer and an economist, so what compelled you to write a book?
I think everyone has a book within them, and it's about having the time and the tenacity to go through with it. And it so happened in 2006, I was working in a position, I can't mention where, and I had the time because it was in the public sector where I didn't have much effort to put into my normal everyday work. So you can call me a bit of a calm chore. I did it during work hours.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
It was all about the time.
Right. Okay. So it was just that. You think that everybody has the ability to write a book, just not everybody has the time.
Yes, but you know, everyone thinks they can write an autobiography about their lives, but our lives are not that exciting to make it into, and neither is mine. Mine is a complete work of fiction. So if you pick up things from your everyday life, you've got to put it on steroids to make it readable.
Right.
So that's what it's all about. It's got to be made something exciting to read.
So you say that this is complete fiction. What can you tell us about the book without giving up any spoilers, of course? What are the themes? What can we expect to read?
It's basically a coming-of-age tale. It's about a guy in his 30s. Not a very likable fellow. He's a bit of an anti-hero who faces a series of distressing experiences in South Africa. And this compels him to run away to India, looking for love, a guru, whatever comes his way. But he's trying to find himself. The term used in literary circles is normally called Bildungsroman. It's an English word. Sounds a bit foreign, though. But yeah, it's about finding yourself.
So this is your first book. I mean, you know, you thought that you had this brilliant idea, you had the time, you wrote it. But would you consider writing more books after this experience? I mean, they always say, you know, once the first book is out of the way, it kind of flows out of you.
To be honest, Lishav, the return on investment for in terms of time put into writing a book. Remember, I wrote this in 2006. It was some 1,200 pages I wrote in 3 months. But maybe I've just been too meticulous. It took me 16 years to edit it to what I wanted, and it's sitting at about 400 pages now. I don't think the financial returns on it is worth it, but it's certainly an ode to one's ego. That's what it is. It's me being very blunt about it. It's all about getting your story. Your story meaning the generic story, not your personal story out there. If you think it's something that has public appeal.
So you wrote a book all those years ago. It took you this long to eventually bring it out. What did you say are some of the biggest challenges? I know we're deviating a bit right here from the set of questions, but just out of curiosity, what are some of the biggest challenges about actually, you know, from taking an idea, putting it onto a page and transforming it into a book that you can actually launch?
So, Lishav, for me, I didn't plan the book out. I didn't, like, do a mind map. As I typed out each word, in fact, I can probably type faster than I can write. As I typed each word, the next word came. And that's not just me. I think any writer will tell you that. In fact, the first person to say it was the guy who wrote Pilgrim's Progress. I forget the name. Paul Bunyan. And that's exactly what happened to me. As I wrote the word, the next word came. The challenges that came after, it's not about the writing so much, is that when you're editing it, if anyone tells you they've written a book and it's never been edited, they're lying. I must have read my book probably about 100 times, and I'm not being... this is literally 100 times. It's not a hyperbole at all. And whilst it was very painstaking for me to complete, I hope it's a pleasure for everyone else. You're going to get a lot of resistance to what you write about. My book is not exactly 100% pro South Africa in the way it's written, although it's a fictional book. And when you do something like that, the local publishers don't like the fact that it's not so positive or in terms of the homebrewed stuff. And my book is a bit polemic. There is some controversial stuff, and they wanted to edit it out. And I said no. I wanted it in there because I didn't want to lose the thrust of the book.
Right.
So that being said, I just persevered, and I just wanted to be published overseas. And the ultimate goal for me was to get published in England. I mean, you know, the center for English literature is England.
Yeah.
And eventually I found someone. I found a publisher that was... Actually, they found me, and they wanted to invest in me.
Right.
And it took 16 years. Lots of rejection letters when I didn't comply with what other publishers wanted locally. But I guess he will laugh last.
16 years, and it finally happened. Now, you told us a bit about you know, what's contained in the book and what we can expect to read. But I think the question is, who do you think should read this book? Who do you think would be your prime target audience?
Look, it's an adult book. I wouldn't recommend anyone under 18 to read it, unless their parents are very liberal. It's not an easy book to read. It's not something that, you know...
On a scale of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter to George R.R. Martin's, you know, A Song of Ice and Fire, where in the middle is that?
This is going back to the... I would like to think, and this is me being very egotistical, this is not just Pulp Fiction. It's a piece of literature.
Right.
So it's not an easy read. It's not something you're going to take into the toilet and read 10 pages or lie in your bed and fall asleep with it. It does take a bit of concentration. So I'm going to say it in this way, in inverted commas, it's not a for everyone kind of book. Having said that, even though I don't believe it has commercial appeal, I certainly believe it has literary appeal. So anyone over 18 who loves reading, who I know a lot of people use Kindles, I'm very tactile. I prefer to hold a book and feel or hear the rustle of the pages. So it's for people who love literature, your Thomas Hardy kind of fans, those olden day classics. But obviously mine is more contemporary.
Well, what I've found is that when a book is not for everybody, the people that it is for, it is absolutely for them. So I think that's the case with this book as well. So you've told us a bit about the story. Would you say that some of the aspects of the book are extracted from real life?
Look, if anyone says they have not taken incidents from their life around them, they'd be lying, because it does happen. But you've got to put it on steroids, like I said. You can't just say, you know, this is what I saw when I woke up one day. You've got to make it a wow. If it's not a wow, it's not going to be publishable. It has to be something out of the ordinary.
So have you based the main character, the main character, on anyone in specific?
Well, I hope it's not me, because the character is very negative. I think he and I only match in the fact that he's pretty average looking, and I've got a face for radio, so...
Welcome to our world.
Well, I don't have your voice. You have a lovely voice.
Oh, thank you. Radio. If you need anyone to do the audiobook, you know, they call me the Stephen Fry of South Africa.
Okay, definitely. Yeah. I love that husky, throaty sound.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I can't... it's taken from people I know, bits and pieces. And like I said, put on steroids, made to be much more than what it was or is in terms of incidences, because it's got to be readable. Otherwise, it's going to be a textbook or something. You know?
Well, we're looking forward to reading it. It is A Dalliance with Destiny, the international book launch. Aman, thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about this book, and we wish you all the success, and we can't wait to get a copy of it. I want to get a copy of it. I want to read it.
It's still coming. It's being printed.
Right.
And I will definitely leave a copy here.
Well, we're looking forward to that. Thank you so much for making the time to talk to us.
And thank you for your time.
It is an absolute pleasure.
Make It Own Bollywood, 104.8 FM.